The Diapered, Cigar Smoking, Soldier Boy, Talkathon. The small, asbestos-shingled, 2.5-bedroom bungalow on Eastwood Avenue is still the hub of our universe, back here in 1954 or so, the hub of the family of Francis and Tommy Reed, my parents, and their kids, mainly Barbara Jean, Ronnie, Rosie, Tim, and me. These days, our worldly holdings are still modest. About all we have is each other, so we make do with that for the time being. Summer is a time we all still get stuck together within the same walls now and then, and this is one of those days. Later on, we find less and less time to joke around, our innocence being so fleeting. But today, we are lucky. Here's what's happening. One thing my older sister Barbara and my mother Frances love to do more than anything you can name is talk. I mean, really talk. And not to us younger kids either. Barbara and mother can talk to each other. It's a mystery I can't solve. But these two can both talk nonstop in unending sentences about everything under the sun. They kind of feed off each other. Being a teenager, Barbara is excited and apprehensive about everything in her world, and, being an extrovert, likes to talk it out. Mother, still remembering how much fun and worry she herself had as a teenager, is eager to re-experience her life through Barbara, as well as guide her past the potholes, should she stop talking long enough to listen. It becomes a silent joke between Ronnie and me how Barbara and Mother, once they get to talking, are oblivious to everything and everyone around them. Barbara's usual disdainful comment whenever she notices that one of us underlings is trying to say something is, "Oh, just ignore them. They're just trying to get attention." When I hear her say this, I feel guilty for trying to get attention, like it's a vanity or a sin or something. But years later, when infant Tim has become a full-grown adult, he puts me at ease by saying, "Yes, of course we were trying to get attention," as if to say, "What's wrong with that?" But right now, in 1954, I don't have the benefit of Tim's wisdom, since he is a toddler walking around the unair-conditioned house in a safety-pinned cloth diaper. Whenever Ronnie and I mention this talking thing to Barbara or Mother, they deny that they talk a lot or that they don't know what's going on around them when they talk, so Ronnie and I, one day, decide to take some action to prove our claim. My grandfather, Robert McGee, always smokes these great-smelling cigars, and when he visits, he usually leaves a few for my father to enjoy. My Uncle Buddy McGee, a World War II hero, has left us his medals and military regalia, including his army cap. Ronnie and I gather the cap and the cigar and a box of wooden matches and find toddler Tim in the kitchen, where we prepare him for the big talk test. Barbara and Mother are in the living room, sitting at opposite walls, and chatting away. We hand the cigar to Tim, who gladly places it in his mouth, mimicking his father and grandfather. We place the army cap on Tim's head, which delights him, since he's usually not allowed to play with our toys. Then we light the cigar and make sure it's puffing plenty of smoke. The deed is done, then. All we have to do is tell Tim to walk across the living room, between Mother and Barbara, and into the den, under the pretense of fetching something for us. Tim obliges, and toddles straight across the hardwood floor, cigar in mouth, and soldier cap on head, diaper hitched up safely, and bare feet padding softly. Nothing happens. Not only do my sister and mother not miss a beat in their excited conversation, they don't even look down to see Tim. We know this because we're peeking around the plaster wall to watch the action. The experiment is a success, but we haven't created the commotion we hoped for. Later we tell Barbara and Mother what we did, but they don't believe us. "Oh, you're just trying to get attention," Barbara says. Yes, we are. And I guess we'll always be doing that, Ronnie and me, only this time we are joined as adults by Sister Rosie and Brother Tim. The attention and attentions of Barbara and Mother will always be in demand. Mother's been gone for years now, but Barbara has taken up the slack and talks to us, her kids and grandkids, as much as ever, only now we're all grown up enough to know that what she's talking about is important. And maybe, sometimes, we wish we had a lot worth talking about, too.